Episode 10. Teresa relates one occasion on which our Lord tried to draw her away from the danger in which she was placing herself through frivolous friendships, although in her confusion she neglected the warning.
Now then, I engaged in these conversations, thinking that since this was the custom, my soul would not receive the harm and distraction I afterward understood comes from such companionship. It seemed to me that something as general in many monasteries as this visiting would not do me any more harm than it did others who, as I say, were good. I did not consider that they were much better, and that what was a danger for me was not so much so for others, for I doubted that there was always some kind of danger, but at least there was some waste of time. While I was once with a person, the Lord, at the outset of our acquaintance, desired to make me understand that those friendships were not proper for me, and to counsel me and give me advice in the midst of such thorough blindness. With great severity, Christ appeared before me, making me understand what he regretted about the friendship. I saw him with the eyes of my soul more clearly than I could have with the eyes of my body. And this vision left such an impression on me that though more than 26 years have gone by, it seems to me it is still present. I was left very frightened and disturbed, and didn't want to see that person any more. But since the vision was not to my liking, I strove to conceal it from myself. Since I did not dare speak about this with anyone, and the devil returned with great importunity, assuring me that it was not wrong to see such a person, and that I was not losing my honour, but rather that it was increasing, I returned to the same conversation, and also at other times to other conversations. For many years I took part in this noxious form of recreation. It did not seem to me, since I was engaged in it, to be as bad as it was, although sometimes I saw clearly that it was not good.